Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Basic Training MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader today, but a quick shout-out at the end of the month. May was Mental Health Awareness Month, so I just wanted to say good luck to all of us. We got a great doubleheader. Bill Crawford, he's my National Fitness Hall of Fame teammate. He's a Lifetime Achievement Award winner, and he's returning with wife Debbie. They're co-owners of Basic Training MedX in Scottsdale. Then Dr. James Stockson, he's an internationally acclaimed chiropractic physician, author, speaker, and president of Chicago's Team Doctors. In the Sports Doctors Inn with some upcoming guest topics, a little Dr. Bob wisdom, some emails. Bill and Debbie Crawford, welcome back, Bill, to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having
me. Hi, Debbie. Great to have you. Bill, give us some quickie, and Debbie, you could do a background on yourself and the basic training and your whole organization.
Well, Bob, we basically met over 30 years ago, and Bill was opening up his one-of-a-kind world-class fitness and strength training center in downtown Scottsdale, and we were introduced by a mutual friend, and we started working together, and the rest is history. We make a great team. And
So Bill was one of, like, my old colleague, the late, great sports therapist, Bob Guida, where he had a Nautilus Club machine. And it was like, holy cow, who ever heard of these back there in the 70s? And, of course, I've realized all these years, you guys, and right, Bill, you were one of the originators. You consulted with the great Arthur Jones, didn't you?
That's true. We worked together on several projects, but I had the first Nautilus clubs in the Los Angeles area. And I'll tell you, it was being in the right place at the right time with the right tools.
What year was that, Bill? What year was that?
That would have been 76. 76, 77.
Right. That's when we saw Eric Soderholm at Sports Fitness Institute when he first came.
Wow.
We started working with all these. Yeah, everybody wanted to come see Guida in one regard or another. And, of course, you're a famous teammate on the National Fitness Hall of Fame, Lifetime Achievement Award winner, like we talked about, so involved in the world of fitness. And give us a little bit of background, Bill, with, like, where you've been and what you've been involved in besides the club.
Well, I grew up in the mountains of Colorado, where fitness
is incidental
to the topography. There's no flat land, and you're climbing all the time. I skied a lot, climbed, did all sorts of outdoor activities. I started lifting weights when I was a kid. My first weight set was a broomstick handle with construction bricks on it, and then my dad saw that I took an interest in it, so he bought me a set from Sears and Roebuck. And then, I trained with various athletic activities that I was involved in. But then when I saw the Nautilus equipment in Los Angeles, that was a game changer, and I knew that it was going to change the world of weight resistance exercise for everybody. And it did.
Now, of course, you've worked with many great teams. You've worked with lots of different athletes. And like I used to say to Guida, whether it's the best athlete in the world or their grandmother, of course, I think Debbie was taking care of some of those seniors. We've realized over the years, of course, that 80 is the new 60 and 70 is the new 50, and that weight training benefits even the most senior of seniors. And this was a tough sell for many years, wasn't it, Bill and Deb?
Well, it was hard because the medical community did not endorse this. They said it was dangerous. It would wear out your joints. It's bad for your heart. You become muscle bound, on and on and on. And they also told us that we would lose muscle mass over the age of 60, a little bit every year. There was nothing we can do about it. We now know that you can build muscle into your 90s.
Yes. What's interesting is on the left, like we talked about, a senior citizen, we do so much with today's senior magazine and Rick Bava, who's the guru of the baby boomers and their education. On the other side, we're dealing with the best athletes in the world. We're dealing with top kids. And we're interested in preventing injury on the left and enhancing performance when indicated on the right. And Nautilus has been in the middle of that forever, haven't they?
Yes, training the muscles in isolation through their full range of motion with equalized resistance to muscle fatigue, and that works really well to build muscle. Then you can do your skill training after you get your strength.
And have you found, Debbie, again, getting back to the senior part of things, I know you tell me you work with lots of seniors, I know you both do, which is, again, that the people really, really do well. It's hard to be aggravated when you're exercising. It's such a big part of the new medicine. And have you found that, again, the importance of exercise in some of these programs, these machines which really pay attention to safety, have made a difference with seniors?
Absolutely. What's nice about our facility is our clients really can experience the best of both worlds, because Bill has his private training studio with his 50 years of knowledge and expertise, where he tailors a program to everyone's individual needs, strength training, weight loss, rehabilitation, and he has all of his original Nautilus equipment and medical medics. And then I supervise our medic circuit training center with a full circuit and cardio equipment, so people can really take advantage of both aspects of it.
That's what was another surprise over the years where, of course, running, we all knew how aerobic that was, or aerobics. People didn't realize that if you circuit trained and you move from one exercise to another, that you could also be really, really working yourself aerobically. And it's interesting, also how the medical profession has both physically and mentally really, really caught up with the importance of training. It's become such a science. And, so again, I always share with you guys that one of the chapters in my book, man, hashtag Hey Sports Spirits, which is number one, strengthen those feet and ankles. Number two, work on balance. And you guys make a big deal of including that, don't you?
Well, absolutely. And what Bill has always said is not only is exercise a physical, exercise, but it's also a mental exercise. And that can help transform people's minds and their body.
Well, rest and recovery is such a big, big deal. We talk about on the Sports Doctor, the new medicine. Everybody got your pen and pencil? New medicine. Number one, eat smarter. I'll leave it up to you to define smarter. Number three, keep moving. Whether you go to the gym, you do yoga, you do something, you're a walker, you're a runner, keep moving. And number three, big time, reduce stress. Again, I was mentioning at the top of the show, May continues to be Mental Health Awareness Month. There's so much stress with our teens as well as their families, et cetera. So this is why I always ask you guys in the training world, how's your sports psychology skills?
Well, the medical community is just beginning to discover the benefits of weight resistance exercise. If you could take all those benefits together and put them in a pill, you'd certainly have the wonder drug of the millennium. It affects everything, including your mind. Strong body, strong mind. It's true. They knew that a long time ago. They just hadn't quite figured out how to get there.
Yes. It's hard to be pissed off, pardon my French, or aggravated when you're exercising. And this is something that, again, we've seen as such a big part of the health and wellness. What's the website people can find out about the gym as well as everything else you're up to?
Oh, that's easy. That's www.basictrainingscottsdale.com.
Where is Nautilus and MedX in the scheme of things in today, you guys?
MedX is making so much equipment right now, they can't even keep up with it. They're shipping it all over the world. It's been rediscovered. They're going through a renaissance period. And the old Nautilus equipment, like what we have, the original stuff that had Arthur Jones' DNA on it, that stuff has tripled, quadrupled in value, if you can find it.
Yes.
So in both aspects, they're experiencing great.
Yeah, I bugged them years ago. I wanted a foot ankle machine in so many ways. Of course, Guy and I, we created the DARD, the dynamic ankle resistance device, to work the anterior tibs. The importance of strengthening the lower legs, and is MedX paying attention to that?
Oh yeah, you bet.
Good. I'm checking.
We also have all five medical medics rehabilitation machines. Lumbar, cervical neck, rotary torso, and the knee machine, which people travel from all around the world to use these machines and to work with Bill.
Yeah, they're only about $75,000 a piece. So.
Yes. Well, again, you know, how valuable, what's the priority? So when you're a superstar athlete, you could, you know, you could have 40 of the machines if you need. It's the education. And again, this is why we pay so much attention, you guys, on the Sports Doctor to these three areas. And number one is awareness. Whatever we're talking about like this, we need awareness. We need then to move to number two, which is education, involving the importance of what we're talking about or some specifics in one regard or another. And again, you know, the idea of the senior citizen population and the young athlete, you know, young youth sports is a big, big deal on the Sports Doctor. And overkill is such a big problem. And this is many times where the prevention aspect comes in, right?
Yeah, what I've discovered is some of the most resistant pockets of ignorance are alive and well in high school and college athletic trainers. They just have it caught up with where fitness and training is today. So they injure their clients, they injure their students.
Well, this is, again, the National Fitness Hall of Fame and our friends, the Cigarellis, and, again, you know, some of these great, you know, Jack LaLanne and Elaine LaLanne, who I think when I was inducted, I think she did five push-ups while they
there
were at 95 years old. And they have been involved in the world of education, the International Hall of Fame, Goldman, or whatever, a lot of these organizations, in educating, again, you know, I've had as guests the NAYS, the National Association of Youth Sports. They just celebrated the 40th anniversary, and they educate from the armed forces to park districts, as well as schools. And this is, again, one of the big areas we find, like you talked about, even, again, you know, it's taken 100 years to get people to understand that ice doesn't make that much of a difference. Some of these traditions die very, very hard when it comes to this education that you're talking about. So I would imagine you guys are involved in educating one organization or another in forever, right, Bill?
Forever. When people come in here, they don't just work out, they get an education that they can carry with them for the rest of their lives.
And who are some of the teams in general that you've were you working with? Were you working with the Dodgers?
The name Diamondbacks, name a few.
Yes. And, again, when you're talking about the importance of rest and recovery, we're going to talk a lot about that with Dr. Stockton in a second. And Guida made such a big deal about that with soft tissue therapy, massage therapy, because of, you know, the bottom line was more is better. And sometimes the idea of that, and then we get into pain pills and medications. Dr.
Yeah.
Wild, don't you understand? My son's ankles are killing me. He needs two Advil twice a day to play soccer. So the educational part is a very, very big deal. And, again, weight resistance is still an educational challenge in a lot of ways. But as long as you're including your rubber bands, you guys.
Yeah. What I say to these managers and trainers is give me your lowest performing athlete, the one that you're getting ready to cut. Let me have him for 6 weeks to 3 months. And I'll give you back the superstar of your team.
Ooh, that's hey, man, we might send you some people. You know, but the communication, which we stress so much, my friends, iSport 360, before we run out of time, the communication between the family, the parents, the coach, the team mechanics, the more talented your son or daughter, the more the pressures grow. This is why I always ask you about your sports psychology skills, the both of you, when you're working with the family members or the coaching staff of these active people or athletes.
There's got to be one cook in the kitchen. That's it.
Aha.
That's family.
Who's the cook? Hey, Debbie, who's the cook in your kitchen?
I'll figure that out.
I was going to say, you know, I want to make sure that Bill
of
understands that,
Bill.
You know, before we run out of time. Ah, there you go.
Well, there are so many different philosophies in fitness nowadays, and what Bill has always said is there's no substitute for weight resistance exercise.
True. At whatever your sport is, whatever your level is, you want to add weight training. I knew the time would fly with you. Give me that WW website again, you guys.
www.basictrainingscottsdale.com.
All right, Bill and Debbie Crawford, thank you so much for joining me. You guys, hold on. Be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hold on, guys. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Okay, everybody, we are back. The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I want to welcome back one of our faves, Dr. James Stockton. He's an internationally acclaimed chiropractic physician. He's an author, international speaker. He's the president of Chicago's Team Doctors. Dr. James, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Bob. Always good to hear from you.
Great. Hey, James, give us a quickie background on you and the chiropractic world that you've been so involved with, and then we'll get into some specifics. Everybody, Dr. James, like my late great colleague Bob Guida, has been inventing and reinventing rest and recovery, soft tissue therapy, deep massage, as long as I know him. So, Jim, give us some background.
Well, you know, I think that everyone gets out of school, they have this this excitement for saving every single patient from surgery and getting them recovered at 100%, you know, during their career. What I wanted to do was do it quicker than anyone else. So I put a, you know, like a, situation where I said, well, I'm going to get everyone out of pain in less than 10 visits. And then I achieved that goal. And then we moved people into active rehab at the 11th visit. So that was like, oh, maybe 20 years working on, figuring out the way to get, no matter how difficult the case was, herniated disc or fibromyalgia or thoracic outlet syndrome, no matter how bad it was, I was going to try to get them out of pain in 10 visits.
Yeah, that's a tremendous goal. And everybody, Dr. James is another teammate of mine of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. Whether you're working with the best athlete in the world or various ages or all these actors and actresses you've worked with, again, recovery. Doc, can I be better yesterday? Lots of pressure when you're talking about high-level athletes. And you've traveled the world to treat some of these people. And, deep soft tissue therapy. And what's interesting, Dr. James, is that the chiropractic profession is the only medical profession over the years ago that included massage therapy on their staff. And paying attention, I always gave you guys credit. You also introduced the whole world of exercise to the medical profession in so many ways. So that's why we always make such a big deal out of the chiropractic profession and the marriage it makes with the lower extremity deal with podiatry and the role of the foot, et cetera.
Well, I think that the main thing is that, what I was saying is that, no matter how difficult or how complex the condition was, the goal was to get them completely pain-free and ready for rehab, because we had a full gym in our office in 1991. So I've been training patients for 30 years. And
in 2002. When did you start becoming a celebrity?
I'll get into that. Before that, I did athletes. Athletes are easy to treat. They are very fit. They have great blood flow. They'll do everything you ask them. They're on vitamins. They sometimes take, performance enhancing medications that increase the healing time, like growth hormone.
Or the whole pain pill world, which you guys, your profession involved up to your ears, like every other medical profession, with the opioid crisis, pain, and trying to take the drug way out.
Well, we don't have that kind of problem because we make it mandatory they be off the opioids. So we send them out of Vivitage.
Yes.
And they go ahead and treat themselves for a while until they can get off the drugs, because you can't do deep tissue when somebody's on a painkiller. So getting back to what happened was, in 2004, a gentleman named Anthony Field from the Wiggles, I was called by an agent that asked me to see if I can get him out of pain because he was quitting the Wiggles and disbanding the group, and they had just sold out 14 shows at the...
My children thought you were the greatest when I mentioned to them that you mentioned the Wiggles, because they loved them.
Well, what had happened, they just sold out 14 shows at the iconic Madison Square Garden, so I'm like, the tour manager's like, you got to save this gentleman because this is a group that's doing well. So I treated him first of all, he just wanted a back crack and get back on the stage. I said, you want me to get rid of this now? And I was like, okay. So we did 4 hours of treatment, and I did not give him the back crack. And he got up and he wiggled around like Elvis. He's like, how the heck did you get me out of pain without cracking my back? And then he said, am I cured? I said, no, not at all. And so I did 20 hours of treatment on him in 2 days. And he was completely pain-free from head to toe.
I think you've revolutionized that also. When I've, again, spoken to you over the years and some of your escapades around the world with whoever you were dealing with, where you would talk about on occasion, we got 5 hours of treatment, man, in a row or consistent, one day after the other. And that whole system of accelerated deep soft tissue, Guida, also, with the chiropractic, what was it, the G5 machine? I think it was what Bob used all those years, and
mixed
in your Vibram massage.
See, here's the thing. Like, what Guida and I realized was that you know, you can do deep tissue, and when you move the inflammation out of the muscle, it's between the muscle and the skin. And so if you just leave it there, that's the exchange center for the oxygen that's dissolved in the blood that releases into
the
interstitial
action,
fluid,
right? Get the
and that's where all the nutrition
out,
is.
Get the healing product
and
in.
So when you actually have all the oxygen nutrients and the inflammation you just pushed out of the muscle in that area, if you don't move it out of the area, it's going to get pulled back in the muscle just like the oxygen and the nutrients. And that's why I developed the Vibasage. You know, I didn't have good results with the makers of the G5. We had some issues with some commissions that were due in France. But I developed my own unit, you know, 15 years ago. And
I don't know how you guys
much
did
better.
It. You know, again, the physical demands on a physical chiropractic physician like yourself is pretty dramatic. I mean, you got to be an athlete yourself to render that kind of treatment, but you've also been a revolutionary guy in the evolution of function. And, you know, whether you were talking about spring mechanisms of the foot ankle,
right,
or you were making such a big deal about spring mechanisms of the shoulder, because you've become an international expert on this thoracic outlet syndrome.
Well,
what is thoracic outlet syndrome? What is that in English?
See, the shoulder is actually suspended above the rib cage by the traps. And, you know, that's why you can hit somebody in football, hockey, or whatever with your shoulder, and it bounces off, you know, with this suspension system without crashing down on your nerves. So realizing that, I had already mastered all the lower body spring system, and I wanted to do a book on the upper body spring so that I could just figure it out. You know, I was curious about how it works. So I wrote that book on thoracic outlet syndrome.
You know,
and unfortunately, we got like so many calls from desperate people. I haven't been able to write the second book yet. You know, it's been crazy. All these people with thoracic outlet syndrome getting their first rib cut out and their muscles of their neck cut out of just, you know, to me,
yeah. Well, guy, you know, guy
that
was
difficult to
guy
reverse.
Was a health. Guy was the functional strength and conditioning coach for the Olympic team in volleyball, and the shoulder problems, or the swimmers and the shoulder problems. Again, overuse then became such a big deal. So the whole function of these areas, whether you're a figure skater coming down from a triple jump, hitting the ice with 4, 5, 6 times your weight, or you're changing direction on a basketball court, these ability of these joint complexes and the connectors, you know, Guy used to talk so much about the connectors. He'd say, work the brakes, work the opposite. You know, imagine somebody swinging a tennis racket 1,000 times a week. So the whole idea of the function of these joints, you know, again, the chiropractic profession paid such big attention to function, you took it to a whole other level.
Right, and I just, when I'm writing the book, I asked AI, you know, how many different treatment methods are there for low back pain and herniated discs for the next book, and I got to 500, and I'm like, my God, you know, like there's 500 different approaches.
James, I know we're going to ask again, but give me the website that people could find out about you, your massage unit, and Team Doctors.
Just teamdoctors.com.
Okay. Tell us about Team Doctors, about all these, like you said, you've been downtown for a million years. Give us some history of Team Doctors and who's passed through your doors and stuff.
Well, you know, now we're moved out of the South Side. Used to be in a rough neighborhood, you know, 18 years, and still being in an area where we had to pick up our actors and actresses from downtown to drive them downtown, which was quite a few back at, you know, even now, you're talking about 1,000 celebrity entertainers and their handlers, not 6 or 7, you know, I mean,
Did you work with my friends at Achieve Orthopedics and Gina Pongetti at all, who physical therapy wise dealt with a lot of the shows, because she used to talk about, again, you know, the demand. You had a show coming in town. You had these dancers, man, flying all over the place. and, you know, trying to keep them, again, like you talked about, rest and recovery, where you don't get it, Doc. You know, there's no time for rest. You know, United States and New Zealand, Dr. James, are the only two countries in the world that advertise prescription drugs ad nauseum. So the chiropractic profession, which has always been, you know, natural healing, natural stuff, we don't want drugs involved at all, has, that's always been a challenge, but I think you've come a long way in paying big attention to, I used to call it East and Western medicine, holistic side, and I always thought chiropractic was a good marriage to that, in that regard, where you were talking,
well,
non-drug
therapy. Well, I think the exciting thing that we're not getting to, Bob, is that what I had mentioned to you, that we're trying to get people at better as fast as possible.
Yes.
And that was when Anthony Field called it a pain exorcism and told his wife when we were reversing her Morton's neuromas that
yes.
It's going to be like childbirth.
I like
for five
that
days.
Title.
So,
I like that title.
You know, basically
you
what
mentioned.
We're doing is we're pushing five, you know, say 25 weeks of work into 5 days. So patients are getting treated, you know, 4 hours in the morning and 4 hours in the evening for five straight days on a very difficult to reverse condition, because they're coming from Tennessee, or they're coming from Sweden, or they're coming from the UK, or I'm treating them in Dubai on their week off. So they don't have a choice, because they have to get back to work and they have this really complex condition. And so for very, you know, people have means, you know, a little bit more wealthy than average.
Oh,
you know,
yes, but, you know, I've got to ask you,
want.
Dr. James, when you're dealing at that level, I got to ask you, how's your sports psychology and your psychology skills? Were you dealing with whether,
you know,
it's athletes or actresses?
People who have severe chronic pain also have severe chronic inflammation that pushes up into the brain that lowers their serotonin levels. Because
yes.
It steals the tryptophan away from the production of serotonin. And so their anxiety levels are very high. They've lost hope. You know, there's like this just another, you know, possible, you know, failure in my quest of getting out of pain. So they're stressed.
How do you have them
include? They don't have a lot of sleep. They can't sleep at night.
How do you have them include these aspects, Dr. J? How do you have these people include, whether it's meditation, visualization, or, you know, better sleep habits? Or better nutrition habits to try to enhance what you're doing.
The best thing to do for them, Bob, is to get them out of pain quickly. Like, you know, I always look for, on the first day of a five-day exorcism, we call it, we need to get some results very quickly. Like, you know, we had a patient, you know, 3 weeks ago that was a cheerleader. She was 9 years old, couldn't do that final throw the arms back, you know, kind of move that they do at the end. And she was 9, and she was a lot worse since we saw her.
Yeah.
We got her to
this
throw
is a
her
great,
back
great
the first
example
day.
Of youth. Yes, great example of youth sports, and we're going to talk more about it. 9 years old, cheerleading. Yes, we've had cheerleading experts on over the years. We want to talk more. Dr. James Stockton, internationally acclaimed chiropractic physician, is the sports doctor. We'll be right back with the doc.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Kiss me quick.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, we're back here, Chicago Live. This is Sports Doctor. We're talking to Dr. James Stockton, again, internationally acclaimed chiropractic physician. He was talking about a 9-year-old young girl. My article last week came out in the Low Extremity Review, the prodigy sports. You know, we want these kids to play all these sports. That's great unless you only love one. But I wanted to ask again, Dr. James, people to understand. You have visited and spoken in how many countries and seen some of these individual patients, Dr. James?
Well, I've treated patients, and I don't like to talk about it because I don't want to get arrested, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's true, you know, like
we'll call you an international. We'll call you an international. We don't, in this day and age, we don't want anybody knocking at your door. But, you know, James has also spoken at some of the most prestigious conferences in various countries, again, about all of these different topics, whether he's talking about his book with thoracic outlet syndrome, or he's talking about spring mechanisms, or just the role of the chiropractic profession in all aspects of sports medicine. You know, again, when you're dealing with families and coaches, Dr. James, who are the parents of the 9-year-old cheerleader, or they are the coach of the serious athlete, and just in general, give me an example of how many different sports you've dealt with, just in generalizing quickly.
Well, you know, kind of was kind of interesting you said that, because we had a 21-year-old who just got signed with the Boston Red Sox, and he hadn't pitched since March, and that was in October because of, you know, thoracic outlet syndrome. And we, you know, I got a call from him, and then we got on the phone. We did a video call. And then, you know, I had to talk to his agent, you know, and he drilled me down. And then his dad wanted to come out, so his father flew out with him.
That's why you got to be a good psychiatrist, man. Yeah, what are some of the other sports that you played with?
You know, a couple layers of management before the athlete comes in. And, you know, thankfully yesterday I found out that he's pitching at 97 miles an hour right now and doing great. I was thrilled to see
the team doctor of the Yankees, Dr. James. The team doctor of the Yankees, been a frequent guest of mine, Dr. Chris Ahmad, and Dr. Brian Cole, the Bulls and White Sox, who's a colleague of mine with Baseball Blue Book, talking about Tommy John surgery on teenagers. Again, this overkill, this tremendous pressure. The more talented the boy or girl is, the more year-round and all of these kinds of consistencies. You know, you've been an educator all these years. So again, you know, how have you found the high school, college sports world, the medical world, tuning into trying to put some reins on a lot of this overkill with these overuse injuries?
Well, you know, I can speak very, very with a lot of experience. Obviously, I've been treating upper body thoracic outlet syndrome. Only every week a new case from either flying in from Tennessee or they.
And what are some of the sports? You mentioned baseball. What are some of the other sports that you might be seeing?
Dubai or wherever. And so what I'm trying to say is that it's not about what sports, it's about what's important to note is that when all these upper body problems started and these thoracic outlet syndrome, like you see, like, you know, for the Washington Nationals, pitcher was in the World Series, and he got, as soon as he got the surgery for TOS, he was out forever. He was completely out. And Strasburg. And so there's been probably 20 pitchers that had surgery for thoracic outlet syndrome. Why? How is it possible that you can have a dozen muscles in so much inflammation that the muscles are cramping so hard and splinting so hard,
syndrome,
they're choking off
again,
the blood supply to the arm.
The outlet syndrome is not rotator cuff. It's not a tear. Is it a nerve entrapment? Is it a joint entrapment?
It's where the muscles of the shoulder, neck, and chest area get so incredibly inflamed and tight that they drag the shoulder down into the tunnel where the blood vessels and nerves come through, or they lift the rib up in the tunnel or both. So it's a sandwiching. So I'm trying to figure out, with all those team doctors, you are allowed that kid to get to the point where the blood doesn't even flow through his tunnel.
This is one of the challenges. That was my next question, Dr. James. Whether it was Guider or over the next question, which is the cooperation of the team doctors, whether it's college, high school, or the professionals, in looking at things a little bit different. When you're talking about treatment, again, you're talking about getting rid of pain, you're talking about just doing things fast that are helpful, that are non-invasive. You're talking, try to prevent surgery if possible.
Well,
how's the cooperation in your experience? The
reason why we're getting the results and other people are not is because by the time you get thoracic outlet syndrome, these, 20 to 30 minute deep tissue treatments 3 days a week aren't even going to put a dent on it. It's like having a 10-acre parking lot, you bring a shovel, what are you going to do with that? So sometimes people, their conditions get so severe with inflammation and muscle tensions head to toe with the fibromyalgia cases and these chronic pain cases that you can't do these insurance type reimbursement treatment.
Well, that's why you're an educator. That's why you're on the show. We want to be able to get this information out, whether it's to the orthopedic community, whether it's to the high school community, coaches and others. Again, we don't want to get to the point where we're so behind the eight ball. And that's why the education is so important. I would imagine that, exercise and strengthening, conditioning, all of these areas. Guider used to say, we got to strengthen everybody's neck. They thought he was nuts 100 years ago.
Well, if you strengthen a patient with thoracic outlet syndrome, Bob, they're going to have an effort thrombosis and end up in the hospital. You can't do strengthening with the TOS case. They got blood vessels that are narrowed. You can't do it.
Step one is to get all that tension out of there to get the
blood vessels from being choked off.
I'm going to have you back, my friend. Give me this website again. I knew the time would fly with Dr. Stock. Give me the website again so people can find out.
If you want to know about thoracic outlet syndrome, it's just thoracicoutletsyndrome.com. You can just, people can contact me if they want more information at drstoxen, drstoxen.com.
Okay, great. I knew so much information. Yes, again, having Dr. 2008 National Fitness Hall of Fame, Hall of Famer. Thanks so much, Dr.
Yes,
James. Hold on. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors in, everybody. Hold on, Jim. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Appreciate your help, Tom. Hey, everybody, we're back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix. It's time we answer a few emails. We talk a lot about the excitement of the whole Sports Doctors In consulting group. Next week, we've got a couple of dynamite guests, Dominica and Steve Loretto, Supreme Wellness and Anesthetics, the whole world of biohacking, the whole world of anti-aging, fitness and wellness. So we're all excited about both of them joining me and talking about that whole world. And then the following week, we've got a huge podcast host, Michelle Hughes, her Ageless and Timeless podcast. As a matter of fact, I think the day before I'm taping, guesting on her. I love to trade radio shows. And again, Ageless and Timeless, so many different topics in the world of health and wellness. And then following that, one of our faves, Rick Bava, the baby boomer guru, famous author, and a major player in the whole Senior Today magazine world. He'll be joining us. Rick just sent out a spotlight on me and everything I do to his whole world. So we're definitely looking forward to that. You know, our Dr. Bob segment, I again want to shout out and reinvigorate all of us with the Mental Health Awareness Month, which was May, is May. You know, we've talked a lot about one of our favorite guests, contributed my book, Robert Andrews, really the whole mental training coach of the gold medal winning women's gymnastics team, and him talking about his specialty of the recovering athlete, the whole mental game, and the fact whether it's Simone Biles, again, one of the most popular athletes in the world, or Michael Phelps, more medals than anybody else in history, discussing and talking about mental health, and whether it's the challenges, like another contributor to my book, holistic psychiatrist, Dr. Denise McDermott, with what the social media has done, or post-pandemic, to all this stress when it comes to health and fitness and or mental health. And everybody knows what a big deal we make out of the mental game, as I call it, whether we're talking to psychologists, psychiatrists, Tao experts, hypnosis experts, and the world of mental health, whether we're talking about the best athletes in the world, or we're talking about people sticking to their diet, people sticking to their health and wellness, gym memberships. All this very, very important, and we will continue to absolutely pay big attention to it. Everybody, if you go to the thesportsdoctorradio.com, all one website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. You read about all this different stuff we're doing, a lot of these different emphases that we have. If you email me, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com, we might include you in the email. But that's, again, the excitement with our consulting group, our team of experts in all areas of sports medicine and youth sports, or senior medicine, nutrition, physical and mental training, parenting, coaching, so many topics. Again, the Sports Doctors Inn, where I will be lending some of my thousands of guests expertise regarding making a plan, including a plan for your son or daughter and their athletic career, whatever their sport is, whatever their age is, or you dealing with your own situation regarding sticking with your exercise diet plan, the scourge of diabetes, mixing in our colleagues from LEAP, Dr. Rubin, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. If you want to get a free consult on what our whole plan of attack of the Sports Doctors Inn is about. You know, Charles says, you know, we're so active in pickleball. I know I read your article in 2021 in Lower Extremity Review where you talked about pickleball as physical. Absolutely, Charles. Pickleball is physical. Like tennis is, like racquetball is. Starting and stopping, running, changing direction. So if you want to take up pickleball, and a lot of people are taking up pickleball at senior ages, let alone the serious ones, then you want to make sure that you're doing the two things we pay such big attention to in the sport, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. The next book is going to include hashtag Hey Sports Grandparents, everybody. Strengthen your feet and ankle. Include it. Learn rubber bands. Learn balance boards. Look at one of our great colleagues, the stairs. A sand dune stepper, which simulates standing on the beach, working the whole gripping power of the hands and feet, and work balance. Include balance exercises. Dieter made famous the mini trampolines, where he'd have athletes standing on trampolines, and whatever their sport was, they would wear a glove, they'd have a hockey stick, they'd have a tennis racket, and they would be moving to different parts of the tram. Instability training. Create instability and work on those stabilizers of the body and those systems. Jerry said, I wanted to talk to you about just in general. In shoes, it seems they change all the time. I like running and walking. We're part of a walking club. And we want to pay attention again. Make sure you're fit properly. You know, 30, 40% of the population, in all areas and shoes, are not fit properly. You know, hey, I used to be 9.5 in college. I'm still 9.5. Width size is a big deal. It's one of the reasons why we did a lot of work over the years with New Balance, especially with women's feet, where the difference is in the ball of the foot and the heel. So you want to be fit for your shoes. You want to be able also to pay attention to whatever your sport is, have the shoe designed for that sport, especially in youth sports. Whether it's the soccer shoes. Now, you can use cross trainers, which are shoes of all different brands, which are developed for side-to-side activity. So you can use a shoe like that on a tennis court, on a basketball court, on a pickleball court, if you don't get the shoe specifically designed for the sport. But you want to be fit properly. You want to include, again, the shoe that's designed for the sport. And you want to understand that sports shoes wear out. A lot of times they roll because of the soft upper. So you want to pay attention. You want to be looking at your shoes from behind, making sure that heel is stable. It's not tilted in. It's not tilted out. When that's the case, you want to be replacing them. In general, if you're a runner, change your shoes a couple times a year. If your son or daughter is a serious athlete, each season put them into some new shoes, whatever they happen to be. And then, hey, pay attention. Strengthen those feet and ankles. Include balance work. Whatever your son or daughter's sport, whatever your sport, include it. Not just doing curls and bench presses. On that note, everybody, See you next week. Thanks to our friends at BBS. Again, thesportsdoctorradio.com. You want to get a hold of me? You want to consult? Drryle, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. See ya, the sports doctor.